your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Just one more drop of bliss. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. There we go. And your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Information's on the website, and there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and Nathan. Nathan is producing the broadcast, the worldwide broadcast, in Minnesota. Coming up next, we're going to talk about debt triage, but I wanted to share something with you. It'll take about 3 minutes. Last night, I was invited to speak at the Locke and Smith Legislative Committee meeting in Springfield, Missouri. And that's where the Locke and Smith Foundation reviews legislation in Missouri to see if it's constitutional. And they rank, this organization ranks these lawmakers by how well they follow the Constitution. And they have an awards banquet, and they award the prestigious Locke and Smith Award to those representatives who tend to follow the Constitution the closest. And so the meeting last night was one where the community could propose bills. And I decided that I would propose three bills. And I'm going to give you the entire presentation that I gave last night. It took 3 minutes. It went like this. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a registered voting member of one of the two largest crime syndicates in the United States. I'm a committee man, and my wife is a committee woman for the syndicate. Which syndicate? It doesn't matter. Both syndicates allow you, your wives, your husbands, your parents, and your children to be poisoned with the same chemical that the Nazis used in the concentration camps of World War II. Fluoride is a poison. Rat poison. It's in the water, and it costs you $200,000 a year to kill yourselves. Slowly. It makes you docile. Michelle wants you to drink more. It lowers your IQ. And at that point, I raised my glass of water, and I said, cheers. Are people lazy, docile, sick, fat? Those are the results of fluoride. There's your proof. Chemical weapons are outlawed by the Geneva Convention for use in war. Fluoride is banned in Europe. We're being poisoned, legally. Right here, right now, tonight. Tomorrow, it's your children who get poisoned in school during breakfast and lunch. You have not stopped it. The police arm of the syndicate has employees who are bashing down the doors of our homes, tasing us with electrical torture machines, and bludgeoning us with tools of war. Both syndicates allow the use of microwave radar guns in police cars that are the same technology you use to boil water in your microwave oven. But you wouldn't pour that same boiled water on your son's head, would you? Both syndicates do nothing to stop government crimes because they are the government. And then my first bill is a one-sentence bill. It's called the No Missouri Government Employee Shall Have Prosecutorial Nor Judicial Immunity Bill. And here it is. All Missouri state, county, city, and local government employees shall be held individually responsible for his or her actions, including but not limited to murdering anyone with tasers, guns, chemicals, electronics, and other tools that they select for their use. That's the entire bill. The second bill that I'd like to see become law is called the Elected Representatives Integrity Bill. And here it is. It's one sentence. All Missouri elected representatives shall read every word and understand every word of every bill that he or she votes on or is subject to being charged with a Class A felony. Now, for your information, a Class A felony requires a jail term of not less than 10 years. It could go to life. The third bill is also one sentence. It's called the Missouri Government Weapons Restriction. No Missouri government agency, department, government body, nor government person shall have the use of nor access to any weapon not available to we the people. Three simple bills. So how much discussion do you think resulted from those three bills? None. And Eric Burleson, representative, showed up late. He was our primary speaker. And I told him publicly, Eric, you're late. You missed part of the meeting. So am I angry? You bet I'm angry. You bet I'm angry. We need to throw these guys out of office. They're arrogant, smug, and I believe they're all corrupt. I can't prove it, but it is my belief that they're corrupt. And we were told last night that the more practical, the more common sense a bill is, the shorter it is, the less chance it has for becoming law. Now think about that. The more common sense it is, the less chance it has for becoming law. I hope someone has a recording of last night's proceedings, because if they do, I will play it over and over and over and over and over again. We need to throw every one of these guys out of office. There's a guy who is in charge of the legislative review committee there at the State House in Missouri. I asked him how many people he has working for him. He said he has 16. I asked him how much. I said, I'm a real problem when I go to these meetings. So how much do you guys make? Well, between $30,000 and $60,000 a year. I said, how about you fire 16 of those people that work for you, all of them, and we just have one person? You will create such a bottleneck that every bill that comes before you will be really short because you won't have time to read anything other than a very short bill. These people were aghast when I said, let's fire 16 out of 17 government people that we have in the Missouri Capitol. They couldn't believe it. I was furious. I walked out. John Dollarhite was with me. He walked out. Judy Dollarhite was with me. She walked out. We were disgusted by the arrogance of these boneheads. And we're going to expose them. And we're going to get them thrown out of office. Today, we're going to talk about debt triage. That's a term that I came up with thinking about today's class. Now, on every block, someone has lost his or her job. Laid off, the factory's closed, the factory's not coming back because of politicians. With great fortune, a person who has been laid off or who has lost his or her job might land a lower paying job with fewer, if any, benefits. But the bills are still there. Credit card debt is increasing. The letters demanding payment arrive, and more frequently. It's triage time. We've got the water bill. We've got the electric bill. We've got the mortgage payment. We've got the credit card bill. We have food to buy, doctor bills to pay. What do we do? Paul Victor's with us. Paul Victor is someone who has experienced this. He became aware of the lies and the corruption of our system about 30 years ago, and he's witnessed a steady incremental decay and decline of our body politic. Okay? He believes that good and honorable men must be vigilant and expose the corruption whenever and wherever it appears. He believes in private ownership of assets and the ever-important need to be as anonymous as possible in a person and possessions. He does not make use of social media, and he's going to talk about it. Welcome, Paul Victor.
Hi, Vincent.
Paul, we've got a lot of work to do, and I think there are a lot of people who fit in that discussion that we just, or that intro that we had about the water bill, the electric bill, the mortgage payment, the credit card bill, the food, doctor's bills, and then of course, looming right on the horizon, if it hasn't already occurred, it's right tomorrow, and that could be foreclosure. Paul, when you look at all this, let's start with the process. What happens first? Do we receive the letters in the mail demanding payment, or what happens first?
Well, there's a natural course of events that occur. When you're usually about two or three payments behind at the most, you'll get a notice of default from the lender stating that you're in default, you're behind on your payments, and you might get a letter of acceleration, accelerating the note, demanding full payment within 30 days. And depending on what state you live in, you could live in either a judicial or a non-judicial state. And let me explain that a little bit further. A judicial state means that they would have to sue you for foreclosure. They would have to institute a lawsuit against you for foreclosure. And we have a process on how to handle that situation. If you live in a non-judicial state, that means you have a deed of trust instead of a mortgage. And a deed of trust, basically, when you went to the closing table, you signed a confession of judgment stating that any time you're in default, they can just notify you of a sale date. Your house is going to go up for sale on the courthouse steps. And there's a process on how to handle that and delay the foreclosure in that instance.
Hold that thought.
Music.
Yeah, it happens really fast. Paul Victor and I will be right back. We're going to stall the foreclosure.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods and number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
Don't answer it! How can I stop? stop these annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about debt triage, and we're talking about foreclosure. So, Paul Victor's with us, and we're talking about judicial states versus non-judicial states. Paul, please continue.
Okay, the difference between judicial and non-judicial, basically, if you're in a non-judicial state, you signed basically a consent judgment, and they could just issue a sale date on the courthouse steps to put your house up for sale. If you live in a judicial state, they have to sue you. They have to institute a lawsuit against you to sue you for foreclosure. And our program handles both of those situations.
So
and
we're
the
talking about
is go ahead.
So if you look at the choice, you'd rather have a judicial state, correct?
Well, it doesn't really matter. If you live in a judicial state, actually, you'll wind up getting more time in your house without paying principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. We have members that have been in our program since 2008 in judicial states that are actually still in their homes that have not made any payments whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And in non-judicial states, we like to say about a year, but in a lot of cases, there are still people in their homes since 2008 in non-judicial states as well.
Okay, so let's continue.
Okay, so what do you do when you're faced with a situation that would result in a foreclosure, and that could be, like we said, like Vincent said before, you amassed a lot of debt, and you were laid off, or your hours were cut back, and it comes down to a choice. Do you pay the credit cards, or do you pay your mortgage payment? Put food on the table, pay for electric. What do you do? You're in a position where you can't continue to pay. not from any choice that, you know, that not from, from choosing that situation, but it just happened to be a situation that you can't continue to pay. What do you do? It's a no-brainer. Don't pay your credit cards. Put that mortgage, put that money towards your mortgage to stay in the house. But a lot of people have gotten to the position where they can't even continue payments on their mortgage.
Well, Paul, let's back up just a minute, please. You said it's a no-brainer. Don't pay your credit card. Now, why did you select the credit card rather than the water bill, the electric bill, the property taxes, the re-registration fees that the government demands in your locality for your vehicle? Why did you select don't pay your credit card?
Well, because the credit cards are unsecured. It's an unsecured debt, and it's not really tied to anything. So if you default on your credit cards, it falls into the situation that it's a civil action. And they can't really do anything to you. In other words, if you default on your credit cards, your house is not necessarily in any danger of being foreclosed because your house is not in that contract. It's just an unsecured contract.
Mm-hmm.
So when you stop paying and you go into default, there's going to be just a natural course of events that's going to occur. First of all, you're going to be bombarded with telephone calls.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to want you to make minimum payments or token payments. They want to get you to discuss the account. And in our program, we tell you don't discuss the account. Don't do business over the phone. And you just politely say when a debt collector calls that, gee, I really don't know what you're referring to, but I don't do business over the phone. Just drop it in the mail, whatever you want to talk to me about, and then hang up. By doing that, you took control of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you do this politely. You don't slam the phone down. You do it politely, right?
Yes. So you always be polite. Don't be aggressive.
And Paul, what do you do when the caller says we're recording this for quality assurance purposes? What do you do when you hear that?
That's fine, and say, well, you don't mind if I record our conversation also. And a lot of times they don't like that, and they'll hang up. But you have to give them notice that you are about to record the conversation.
Paul Victor's with us, and we're talking about debt triage. What do you do? What do you do when the system surrounds you and you've lost your job and you can't pay your bill, your bills? And it's not because you don't want to. It's because you can't. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
CC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So the phone's ringing, Paul Victor. The phone's ringing, and we look at our caller ID, and we see that it's from the law firm of Gold Lust, Cheatham, and Stealing. So what do we do?
Well, first of all, you're not obligated to pick up the phone every time the phone rings.
Mm-hmm.
But you can ignore the calls, but it makes better sense to confront the situation head on. And mm-hmm. and what I described before, take control of the situation. Hey, I don't do business over the phone. I have no idea what you're talking about. Just drop it in the mail. Have a nice day. Click.
Now, what does that do for us? Okay, we've just done that. We say, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. Drop it in the mail. What does that do for us?
That shifts the burden of proof on the entity that's attempting to collect from you.
So that means that we have not admitted anything at that point. So if they say, Vinny, you owe us $2,000, and so by me not saying, well, yeah, I know, but, you know, I've had some problems, and by me saying, drop it in the mail. I'll take a look at it. I haven't admitted anything, and so they've got nothing further to go at me with, correct?
Exactly. And when debt collectors call, they are supposed to give you the mini Miranda rights, and that's basically upfront saying, this is so-and-so from ABC Debt Collection Company, and this is an attempt to collect the debt. And any information gathered will be used for that purpose. They have to disclose that. If they do not disclose that, they're in violation of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
I don't believe they do that.
No, a lot of times what they'll do is use an electronic outgoing message machine saying, if this is Vincent Finelli, please press 1. If this is not Vincent Finelli, press 2. Okay, mm-hmm. That's a violation.
Right.
They're not allowed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Okay, so we've taken the call. We've told them send it to us in the mail. And then do we get it in the mail? Do we get the next level? Have we escalated this by telling we want it in writing? Have we escalated it or not?
You'll maybe get some letters in the mail, okay, and they're going to have certain demands that you have to respond within 30 days. What you want to do is dispute the debt, okay? You have every right to dispute the debt. So you're in dispute. And when you're in dispute, you're legally not obligated to continue to pay on an account that's in dispute. So what you would do is send them a debt validation letter. And we have debt validation letters. Actually, we help people out. We can turn you on to that. And you can just download it and basically send it out. And it's disputing the debt. So therefore, it's further putting the burden of proof on them. Mm-hmm. To prove that you owe this debt collection company what they say you owe. And they can't validate it. A lot of times they'll just drop it, sell it off to another debt collection agency.
And that's a very interesting point, because isn't debt sold from, like, for example, let's say a company accumulates $100,000 worth of debt. Don't they sell that off to, let's say, law firms at pennies on the dollar, where then the law firm tries to convince the person owing the debt or allegedly owing the debt that the law firm is collecting the debt on behalf of the original company?
Yes, that's part of the deception, because in most cases the original creditor charged the account off after about 180 days.
Right. Right. So
that's
so is that legal?
Collateralized debt obligations. That's basically like an insurance policy. When you apply for credit, that's all taken into consideration. It's like an insurance company, you know, with actuaries. They basically come up with a formula that they're banking on. You're definitely eventually going to default, and they'll get compensated for it.
Okay, so we send them a debt validation letter. Can you kind of walk us through what some of the content of that letter would be?
Well, it would be that you're saying that you claim that I owe this. Can you please validate the debt? Can you prove? Do you have a written contract? Do you have a signed contract? Do you have anything indicating that I owe this money, this alleged money?
Okay, and so you send it off, and within the 30 days, and then what happens?
Well, in most cases, they'll see that you're somewhat of an informed consumer, and they'll most likely sell it off to another collection agency, and they won't pursue it because they'd rather go for the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. They're banking on people not responding, and by not responding, they can get a default judgment against you in court. If you don't respond, a lawsuit will be instituted. And if you don't show up, they'll get an automatic default judgment against you, and it'll be in their favor. So once you have a judgment against you, it goes against you personally. But there's a further complication. If you have any assets, such as real estate, it's going to affect the real estate in the effect that when you go to sell your property And when the sale occurs, the first mortgage or the perhaps the second mortgage is paid, and that judgment is sitting there, they're going to get paid out of any proceeds that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you'll get what's left over if there's anything left over. Getting back to that debt validation letter, we state that this is not a refusal to pay, but a notice that your claim is disputed. This is a request for validation made pursuant to the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure to attach a copy to their collection letter for reference and always include the date. And in cases involving third-party debt collectors or where there's no sufficient response to your request for validation, they don't produce a contract or show any authorization to collect as an assignee or a creditor. You can send the this debt validation letter, and it's basically you can say that this is not my account. There's another form. This is not my account letter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now we're really not trying to not pay our legitimate bills, but we are trying to. We're in chaos. We're in crisis mode, and we're trying to at least survive. That's the plan, right?
Yes, and we present folks with options.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people tend to ignore it, stick their head in the sand, hoping that the situation's going to go away,
mm-hmm.
Which it's not. That's one of the worst things to do, so you need to respond. Another option for people is filing for bankruptcy, and bankruptcy might not necessarily be your best option. Because if you file for bankruptcy, in most cases, people will try to get a Chapter 7, which is a complete wipeout. But if you have any kind of assets, in most cases, a Chapter 7 is always referred to a Chapter 13, which is just another payment plan, and it's like an invitation for all your creditors to gang up on you at one time. So you're right back into a situation where you couldn't pay before, but now in a Chapter 13, you're locked into a payment plan.
Yeah, and I'd like to state for the record that I'm not advocating not paying debts. However, when banks jump on you with 19.2% interest rates, 38% interest rates, and they keep changing the game, and then they say, you know what, you missed three payments. Now your debt is owed in full, and if you don't pay it, we're taking your house. You know, after years and years of paying, you know, falling on hard times, I am in the camp of the individual against the big, mean, nasty banks. I really mean that. So that's why we're holding this class. Okay, so what happens after the debt validation letter, and do most of those debt validations letters come back with a validation of the debt or not?
No, what they'll do a lot of times is send you statements that claim that, you know, that have your name and transactions on it,
mm-hmm.
like from credit card purchases, but
mm-hmm.
that's actually hearsay. It's not a validation of debt. I mean, they can gather that information from a dumpster, and it's been challenged in court, and mm-hmm. and it's hearsay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you that I
have
worked...
an actual contract.
I can tell you that I have worked for three of the largest credit card banks in the country, and supervisors have been going in dumpsters, diving for records that employees have thrown out. Hundreds of them. Thousands of them. I know it. I know it for a fact. I was there in the bank when the discussions from the supervisors came back. Yeah, we found all this stuff in the dumpster. This is back in the 1980s. Okay, so what's next?
Well, you have options. I mean, if you're in a position where you can no longer continue to pay,
mm-hmm.
you're faced with default. And
okay.
The system likes to put a burden of guilt on you that it's a moral obligation. But like we discussed off on the phone the other day, that a lot of big companies such as AIG had these tremendous office buildings that they just walked away from. They defaulted on the debt. Mm-hmm. And to them, that was a business decision. Had nothing to do with morals.
Mm-hmm.
So we as individuals, they like to put the burden on us that, well, it's a moral obligation. You made an agreement to do this and that. Okay, but, you know, for them, it's a business decision, but for us, it's a moral obligation? No, I think we need to change our thinking.
And I agree.
And treat it as a business decision.
And I absolutely agree. And if banks were fair and were willing to work with us, it'd be different. But they'll throw you on the street as quickly as they can. We are just numbers to them, and they're making a fortune off the sweat of our backs. Paul Victor's with us, and we're talking about debt triage and what to do when the calls come and the letters come. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that laws have been passed that would allow the federal government to pick you up unknown to others, without legal advice, be held indefinitely, no one knowing where you can be located? The United States is fast becoming a dictatorship with no opposition. Another law that's making its way out of committee would revoke your citizenship even if they accuse you of being a terrorist. Is this what Americans want? Dictatorship? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro
plant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro plant powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, we're talking with Paul Victor, and I'm going to give you his number just before the end of the broadcast. And so we're faced with default at this point. But I want to recap. If you get a debt collection letter, request a debt validation. Okay, so if you get a call from a debt collector, request a debt validation letter. Just say, send it to me in writing. Okay, don't discuss it. Ask for it in writing. And when you receive that letter, you have 30 days to respond. If you have notice of a court action, make sure you appear. Because if you do not appear at that hearing, you will probably be found, you'll be in default. You'll lose by default. You will lose. So you have to go. Okay? So those are two things that we've learned that are very important. Paul, please continue with, we're faced with default. What do we do?
Well, it's this decision time. Mm-hmm. You can stick your head in the sand. You can figure, you can maybe go with the bankruptcy option, which I said is not necessarily the best choice.
Right.
But if you decide to default, our program can help you engage in the paper chase, in the paper fight. It's really a war of paper. It's just words on paper is what it amounts to. A lot of people get bent out of shape and, you know, get really upset, but it's a paper war.
Can we win it?
Yes, absolutely. And by showing resistance, they're not expecting resistance. They're expecting people just to fall over.
Sounds like the government. They expect us to just fall over, and too many of us are falling over. So we're going to gum up the works. We're going to slow them down. We are going to resist. Okay. And can you tell us about, you know, of if 100 people were facing the kind of situation we're talking about with foreclosures, how many of them actually win out of that 100 when they use the methods that you teach?
Okay. Well, it doesn't come down to a win. We don't ever promise that you're going to win your house free and clear, although that it does happen maybe in some very remote instances. But what we do is we promise for more time in your house to stall the process. Like I said, there are members that are in our program since 2008 that have been going through the foreclosure process, and they're still in their homes to this date that haven't made any principal, interest, taxes, or insurance payments. So that's basically more time on your side means more money in your pocket to be put to better use to plan your plan B. We don't like to see people being evicted, and you know you're going to wind up living under a bridge if you don't stand up and take action.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So after this broadcast class, if you'd like to call Paul Victor, you may call him at 404-477-4215. Don't call during the broadcast, though, because he won't be able to take your call. 404-477-4215. Paul's on the road right now. 404-477-4215. And, Paul, if someone wants to talk to you for, you know, to discuss their situation, is there a charge for calling you, you know, the first time?
No, absolutely not. I'll be happy to discuss with folks their situation. And what we'd be looking for is to try to identify what is at risk. Okay, if you have anything that can be taken, I consider that something at risk. Whether it's real estate, it could be wages, and, you know, we show you how to protect yourself from a wage garnishment.
Okay. And, Paul, in a future broadcast, can you and I talk about how to strategically protect our assets, our home, our free and clear automobiles, things that we own from creditors? Is there a way that you recommend that we do that that we can talk about in the future?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm just going to give you a little teaser and make use of limited liability companies. I think it's important that everyone have a LLC, a limited liability company. And we can get into that on the next time.
Paul Victor, 404-477-4215, 404-477-4215. Paul, thanks so much for being with us. And yes, I have a LLC. I do. USAPrepares.com. LC for Limited Corporation. Coming up next, Bert Bertonis, electrical engineer, designer, patent holder, Silicon Valley, California, and I are going to be talking about living with electric cars. We'll be right back after the top of the hour. Commercials. And
a healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.